And here we go. Welcome. I am Matt. This is the Anarchist Investor Live, coming at you live every Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on the Ungovernable channels. We talk about contrarian investment, markets, the economy, how to put your money to work, keep it safe, grow it, all kinds of other stuff. All really good stuff. Plus, today, finally, the first giveaway day of this new initiative that I'm putting together. We have free silver for everyone who is a free subscriber. As of last night, I cut it off last night at midnight. We have something like 46 entries. And so you 46 people, you have a 4 in 46 shot. What is that, like a 1 in 11 shot? That's damn good. That's better than a freaking scratch off. So I'm going to get to that, but that will be at the end of the program. Right now, I want to make sure that I go through the markets so that we're not, you know, polluting everything with the giveaway and not exactly going through what the business of the day actually is. That being said, I will also be talking about what this next monthly giveaway is going to look like. Do me a favor. I do not get helped by the algorithm all that much. So give me a sub, give me a like. Give me an upvote, a share, and actually, I have the microphone, if you can see above my head, in a little bit of a different placement today. Please let me know if the sound is coming through well or better or worse in the comments. And also a reminder, because I'm live, I want to see your comments and your questions and your feedback, and let's talk about what you're looking at, just in case I'm not looking at the same thing, or maybe you have a different opinion than I do. And all of that is welcome. So let me take the banner off. Let's go around the world of the both the alternative as well as the casino markets. I had silver on the hold screen as we went live. It is up today along with gold. And as you can see, silver is pacing gold today, which is nice. It was actually being outpaced by gold earlier today. Gold and silver both took a big pop. Silver got all the way up to 2550. That is a rip, man. You do see some anomalies today. It's the first day of the second quarter, financial quarter. So any of the investment spaces that, you know, go by financial quarters, you see reallocations, you see things moving around. This isn't necessarily indicative of the direction these things are going to go into the future. However, earlier today, I did write a post basically about, and I talked about this on Friday as well, the warning signal that gold is giving us. And actually, if I pull up the gold chart, I just have a short-term chart. Let me pull up the gold chart on like a daily basis here, and you'll see what I'm talking about. On the daily, the gold consolidation for the last few years, we broke out of it above 2160, pulled back, held it, caught these moving averages, and we are now pushing higher. Gold is north of 2260 right now. In fact, I think when I wrote the article this morning, it was at like 2270. In fact, it continues to power higher. Usually that doesn't mean good stuff is coming. I mean, it's very rare for gold to be rallying this strong and there be like sunny days ahead. That doesn't mean that we can't continue to have like this, you know, muddled along market where we just kind of like step up and kind of like what would be considered a melt up in the markets. That's not to say that we can't have that for a period of time longer, but there probably isn't good stuff coming. Okay. When gold is rallying like this, at the very least, even if we're not talking about recession, depression, that kind of thing, at the very least, we're talking about inflation or specifically depreciation of the dollar. I'm sorry, that's the wrong word. Debasement of the dollar. Depreciation of the dollar would actually be something that has to do with disinflation that would result in a stronger dollar. We probably have more inflation coming. whether it stays at the level it's at now, if you believe the CPI, or whether or not it goes higher. Now, that being said, again, a lot of jockeying for position, but inflation, I'll call them sensitive things like commodities, continue to rally. Gold crude is up again today, over $84 a barrel. This is inflationary. Higher crude, higher gas, that results in higher prices because everything has to be shipped and moved around the world. It results in higher prices. So I don't understand how the Federal Reserve can even begin to start talking about cutting rates. But you know what? If they do cut rates later on in the year and we already have inflation, guess what? It's going to hit the fan because the only reason they would be cutting rates would be to save the financial system. And if they're trying to save the financial system, they're basically throwing the dollar out the window, right? In terms of its value. And they'll try to inflate away the problems that they have. In fact, the part of the article I wrote about today was to call attention to the fact that every single time gold rallies like this, it coincides with just a gigantic increase in federal deficits and money printing. And so you usually end up with either a financial crisis, like right when it's happening, or in a very short proximity after gold begins to rally, that you end up with a financial crisis. If they end up like inflating the dollar to try and fix this problem, bro, it's going to be ugly. Okay. Gold is flashing a warning sign, and actually most commodities are as well. Copper continues to have a bid. Silver, like I said, aluminum is up today. In fact, I have to pull out to more of a monthly chart here on aluminum, but aluminum's come back in, but it is forming this base, and even aluminum could begin moving higher. And this is despite the fact, so the Federal Reserve increased their, with the last meeting, they increased what they said was their projections for economic activity within the United States, and they see real GDP rising. I think that coincides with their Goldilocks type scenario where they're going to cut rates and miraculously it's not going to cause inflation. I think gold is calling bullshit on that. Gold and silver specifically, as well as oil. I think the Federal Reserve is putting the cart before the horse, right? They're expecting the good news, so they put that out into the world so that everyone feels better, and then it actually causes the good news to be crapped on, right? That's entirely what could be at work here. Again, it's the beginning of the quarter, so a lot of this could just be jockeying for position, but a lot of it is also continuation of what's been happening over the last few months and few quarters. So you got to keep an eye on that. The dollar is strong, okay? This is counterintuitive because typically when the DXY is up, that usually means that the dollar is gaining in value, which means inflation is low or non-existent, and that commodities should actually be contracting in their price in terms of dollars. But if you remember, just as recently as 2022, we had a gigantic run-up in the dollar versus all the rest of the currencies in the world, and commodities increased dramatically. Why was that? It's because this isn't like an absolute, right? The value of the dollar is relative to all the rest of the garbage, the toilet paper money that's out there in the market, right, throughout the world. And so if it's a race to the bottom and the dollar just isn't racing as fast as everyone else is, its value appreciates versus all the rest of that stuff. But in the meantime, commodities still go up because even the dollar is dropping in value, right? If that makes sense, like everything is falling. It's just the dollar is falling slower than all the rest of the fiat currencies that are out there. And therefore these commodities go higher. So what you're seeing right now is dollar strength relative to the rest of the crap that's out there. But you're also seeing commodity strength because there's that relative performance basis. And there's also this anticipation that the Federal Reserve is going to cut. And I think the thought is that the Federal Reserve won't have to cut interest rates as much as these other countries that have just been absolutely destroyed by inflation. Okay. And you have to remember the United States exports inflation. So, you know, Europe and Asia and South America, you're welcome. Right? It's not my doing. I didn't have a choice, but guess what? As an American, I'm stuck in the mix with everyone else. You're welcome for the destruction of your economy at the saving grace of our own, or at least to lessen the pain that we've had to feel over the last couple of years compared to, say, areas like Europe that are in both a recession and they continue to have inflation. But that still means that commodities are up. Gold, silver, oil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not even going to look at the casino because casino's down. But again, that could just be window dressing. Who knows? It's the first day of the quarter. Wall Street, you know, tyrants going to do what Wall Street tyrants are going to do. Let's look at crypto. All right. Bitcoin is actually off. Bitcoin is down 4% on Friday. What's really funny is I had to put like big bold letters. This is not, you know, financial advice or investment advice. I was like, oh, Bitcoin could be 75,000 by Monday, right? Well, guess what? Again, Bitcoin is a very humbling thing to try and estimate at least the short-term prognosis for, and even probably the long-term price action for Bitcoin. But that being said, Bitcoin's down like almost 4% today. We're falling back within this range. Okay, so this is continuing to be a theme here. That being said, there is this kind of short-term support level that exists in Bitcoin. Bitcoin fell through it. It's trying to regain it right now. So over the next 24 hours, we'll figure out whether or not Bitcoin's going to continue to fall back further into this range and maybe even to the bottom end of the range at 64,900, or it's going to regain the support level in short order and then continue to kind of like work higher into the next couple of weeks. I mean, me personally, from the price action, I would say that this looks really oversold, at least in the shorter term time frame. Look at the daily. The daily, it's not oversold. It's just kind of in the middle. It did break through this moving average for the relative strength as well. So you got to watch that. If it doesn't regain that, that also means that there's going to be weakness continuing. I would anticipate that even if there is weakness, it's going to come down here and it's going to catch at least some kind of support at 64,900. So again, I don't advocate for trading this thing. It bucks like a pissed off horse, okay? You don't want to day trade this. It is like anyone who does day trade this and they're like successful a long period of time, more power to you. You are literally the minority of the minority of the minority. This kind of thing, you just kind of have to have a piece of it and, you know, hold on for dear life, right? This is one of those times. We've seen new all-time high, an attempt at putting another new all-time high in, but a failure, okay, at lower relative strength. And now we're pulling back again. It's not a ton of strength being shown out of Bitcoin right now. That being said, over the next couple of weeks or months, this thing could turn into this kind of consolidation range around these two price points. Where, and I'll actually throw it on the chart right now. Let's see if I can remember what stupid thing I'm looking for. I don't want fib retracements. What am I looking for? I'm looking for a channel. All right, here we go. Parallel channel. All right, so you could actually see, you know, this all-time high being the top end of the range, and then this most recent low being the low end of the range. You could see it trade back and forth around within this range, which is basically kind of like bookending the range that I have laid out with the blue lines on the chart. Okay. That's definitely a possibility. Doesn't necessarily mean it's moving higher or lower. The wild card also becomes the Federal Reserve, because Bitcoin has shown a tendency to react exactly the same way that gold does. It reacts based off of, you know, money printing, deficit spending, you know, attempted quote unquote stimulation of the economy and the whole nine. So you have to pay attention to this. This isn't something that's, you know, Bitcoin, as much as it moves on a day-to-day basis, it still takes a long time for it to show you which direction it's going. It's the same as most other investments. Like I said, nothing goes straight up, nothing goes straight down. So be very careful. The rest of the crypto marketplace is pretty much all down, as in sympathy with Bitcoin. So a lot of people are pulling money out of crypto. The total market cap of crypto is down 4.5% today. And if you notice, this is also mirroring Bitcoin's price action. So keep in mind that when people are pumping money into crypto, the total market cap is going up. It typically coincides with Bitcoin going up. I don't think that will always be the case. My theory is that eventually one day we're not going to be talking about Bitcoin as like the end all be all of cryptos. I think it will be one of, and you'll have several other ones. And sometimes Bitcoin will be down and the total market cap will be up, but that's not today. And that's not the recent past. When Bitcoin's up, total market cap's up. When Bitcoin's down, total market cap is down. So today is a down day. So that's what we're looking at. All right. Interestingly enough, Bitcoin dominance is actually up today because it's falling relative to the rest of the crypto market less than the rest of the crypto market. So also something to keep in mind. All right, let's look at fixed income really quickly. Woo! All right, so high yield bonds. This is something that we've been talking about a lot. This is a leading indicator of risk on or risk off in the casino. These are junk bonds. These are corporate bonds that have higher interest rates or higher yield rates, so to speak. Which basically amounts to interest rates. If you were to say, you know, it seems like a loan, which it kind of is, they're down big today. If this follows through, if you remember, this thing was flirting with this medium-term resistance line, and it has since pulled back from there, back into the low end of this range that these bonds have been, I guess you could call, consolidating in. HYG, this ETF that follows these high-yield bonds quite often, is an indicator ahead of time of whether or not the big money on Wall Street in the casino are buying risk or whether or not they're being risk averse. Okay. When this goes up, you typically see stocks go up, cryptos go up, commodities go up. Usually everything goes up when HYG goes up because it's risk on. Money's being put to work buying things that potentially grow. Okay. When it's down is usually when big money is protecting itself. Okay. Not very many small time investors dabble in junk bond markets. It's pretty much all, you know, industry insiders, right? It's all Wall Street banksters that are dealing in this space. And when this thing goes down, typically in short order afterward, you see the market go down. That being said, we're down today, but that doesn't mean like it's going down completely. We still have to see it break below the bottom end of this range. And then, like I said, it's got to retest it and fail before we have any kind of confirmation where it's going. But it's still following this downward trending resistance line that's sitting over the top of it, which means as much as the markets want to rally or keep rallying, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's being supported by these other internal mechanisms within the casino that are showing that people are taking on more or less risk. Okay, which could mean it's a fugazi, right? Like it's a wazi, it's a woozy. It could be complete BS, right? And so what I'm seeing from HYG today is it's still showing weakness. And interestingly enough, I'm not even going to talk about treasuries today because treasuries also have weird dynamics where beginning, end of the quarter, there's rebalancing and stuff. But what I will pull up is like some of these high beta stocks, like the AI stocks, like NVIDIA. And look, the market continued to kind of melt up and NVIDIA didn't really go with it. NVIDIA has been leading this charge and everyone's been talking about all the rotation and the small caps and all this other stuff. That's what's pushing the market higher. Well, that could be true, but that could also be dumb money, right? It could be dumb money or it could just be trying to place some bets, hoping that the party continues. When truthfully, things like HYG and gold and some of the other indicators out there are telling you that this is the lights are flickering, right? Like it's last call. Okay. We could still see one last rally. And typically what happens before really big recessions, depressions, things like that, when the Fed finally does start to ease monetary policy, everyone expects that the cavalry has shown up. Everything's going to be great going forward. You see one last rally and that last rally is the top. We haven't hit that yet because the Fed hasn't started cutting. Once the Fed's first cut happens, you usually see a pop and then you see the worst of it. Okay. When they're late, when stuff starts to go sideways or down and the Federal Reserve cuts, you typically see a smaller pop and then the worst losses happen after that first Fed rate cut. Okay. So something to keep in mind for future dynamics here. Like I said, we're not talking tomorrow. We're talking, you know, 2, 3, 4 months down the line. I can't see the Federal Reserve cutting until at least June, which is when Europe is going to start cutting. They might even cut afterward, which is also probably a reason why the dollar is up in anticipation of the Fed again being slower than Europe. They were slower. They were ahead of Europe cutting, believe it or not. And yet things were still falling apart in Europe. And now they're going to be behind Europe in terms of they were behind Europe, ahead of Europe in terms of raising, and then they were going to be behind Europe in terms of cutting. So you're talking about dollar strength, and yet at the same time, commodities going up and weakness throughout most of the risk assets. The other thing I'll call attention to is the Bitcoin proxy on Wall Street is MicroStrategy. Michael Saylor, funny enough, last week got asked something about, like, you know, buying MicroStrategy versus buying Bitcoin. And he actually advocated people buy Bitcoin as opposed to buy his own stock. This is like, the funniest kind of, like, he strikes me as like a guru. Like, I don't want to paint him like that, because the dude's got, you know, he's smart, right? Like, he's got some smarts. But at the same time, there's this kind of like guru aura to him, right? Like this buffer around him or whatever. And so the guy's like, yeah, don't buy my stock. Just buy Bitcoin. My stock will go up anyway. Right? It's just a funny, it's like a funny, just think about it this way. You could buy Bitcoin directly, or you could buy a stock on the stock market that buys a bunch of Bitcoin. It makes sense that you just go buy the Bitcoin. So how the hell is Saylor saying, oh, just go buy Bitcoin, my stock will go up? Who else is buying it? Well, it's rich people, right? So, like, he's not exactly like the man of the masses, right? Like, he's not here healing the weak and sick and giving money to the poor. You know, this is big money kind of Wall Street type shenanigans happening, right? And so I'd be really careful. You know, I'm not like a big biblical guy, but, like, you know, false prophet definitely potentially applies here. Okay. So just keep your head on a swivel. If you're investing in MicroStrategy, I would agree with him. Why invest in MicroStrategy? He's basically taking leverage bets on Bitcoin. Just go buy Bitcoin and hold on to the bucking Bronco, but don't over leverage yourself, or don't use leverage at all. But definitely don't over allocate within your portfolio. I think 5-10% tops in crypto is where most people should be. Crypto maxis will tell me I'm an idiot. Whatever. We'll find out, right? I care about the next 10-20 years, not the next 2-3. So just something to keep in mind. All right. So that's everything around the conventional markets. So let's get to the big deal here. We're giving away silver to 4 lucky people. And guess what? I have a little bit of sweetener. I get a little lanyap, a little something extra. I have some extra copies of Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt sitting around. I am going to send everyone who wins a free ounce of silver from me. I will also send you a copy of Economics in One Lesson. If you do not have it, it is kind of one of the best, most condensed books to understand just economics in general. Supply, demand, some of the other different things that are out there, like tariffs and stuff like that. It goes through a lot of that, very short order. It is essentially the Reader's Digest version of Austrian economics. And so if you've ever heard the term Austrian economics, or if you've ever been curious, if you read Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson, you'll get it. Okay, and you'll get it pretty quickly. So everyone's going to get a free copy of Economics in One Lesson if they win the silver. So how are we doing this? So I have a spreadsheet that has all of the email addresses, and I don't want to throw this up for too long, but what I am going to do is show you really quickly, just for transparency's sake. This is the spreadsheet that I will be using with all of the email addresses on there for the subscribers, and each one is assigned a number 1 through 46. So that being said, I will now pull up the, if you don't use this, this is fun. If you ever have like a drawing or something like that, if you use I always think it's RNG, but it's random.org, and it is super simple. It's a free way of just kind of picking a number, right? Like, I feel like in National Lampoon's Las Vegas Vacation, where he's like at the low end casino, it's like, you know, pick a number 1 to 10, and you're betting on whether or not you can actually pick the number. This is the way we're going to do this. So I have 46 potential winners here, and I'm going to draw numbers 1 through 46. So the maximum is 46. and the minimum is number one. All right, so for the first winner of an ounce of silver and a copy of Economics in One Lesson, I have number 23, and number 23 is Lorenzo Ferro. So Lorenzo Ferro will be earning 1 ounce of silver as well as a copy of Economics in One Lesson. All right, let's go again. The second winner is number 13. Number 13 is R squared. And I will be sending emails to everyone, letting them know that they won and trying to get their mailing information, obviously. So I will be contacting you. So if you are a winner, I'll reach out to you by email. So R squared, congratulations. That's the second winner of an ounce of silver and a copy of Economics in One Lesson. Let's go with the third one. Third winner. Oh, sorry. Nope. Can't win two. Sorry, R squared. We got the same number twice in a row. Let's go again. 19. Who's number 19? 19 is Daria Novella. Daria Novella will win a copy of Economics in One Lesson and an ounce of silver. And let's see. The last one is number 15. Number 15 is Bianca DeRees. Bianca, you've won an ounce of silver and a copy of Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson. So congratulations to everyone. And now the big announcement. After giving out those four prizes, you now get to understand that there's going to be a drawing every single month. So if you're a free subscriber, you're automatically entered in this next month's drawing. And I actually have a little bit additional. So this next month, I am going to be giving out four $25 amounts of Bitcoin to lucky recipients that are free subscribers at anarchistinvestor.substack.com. That's four recipients will win $25 worth of Bitcoin, whatever it's trading at that point of time. They will get the US dollar equivalent of 25 bucks. And on top of that, I will also be giving out one $100 amount of Bitcoin to a paid subscriber. So the way the paid subscriptions work is you pay 10 bucks a month, or there is a annual rate of 99 bucks. So if you're an annual subscriber, you will literally get your full year subscription for free if you win. And so that's $100 of free Bitcoin, $100 of Bitcoin to one of the paid subscribers to the newsletter. So if you're interested, in line with that, I am also starting the model portfolio within the next day or two here, where we're going to track essentially putting money to work every single month and dialing up, dialing down what we're dollar cost averaging into those things every single month based off of value, as well as rebalancing and some fun stuff like I talked about, where we take, you know, four or five micro cap cryptos and we just kind of allocate like maybe $5-$10 every single month toward them. And then we see how that portfolio works out over the next 12 to 24 months. And if it works out well, then there's other stuff that we can do with it, like reallocating and dropping some and adding some. So that's a whole other to do. But that being said, free access to those emails, as well as free access to the entire archive of all of the articles that have come out since the beginning of the Anarchist Investor. So if you are a paid subscriber, you'll get all those benefits plus a drawing for $100 worth of Bitcoin this next month. And actually, I didn't even look ahead to the date, but it will be Wednesday, May 5th. Wednesday, May 1st. I'm going to try and do these on the first of the month, with the exception of the months where obviously a Monday through Friday doesn't fall on the first. But so on Wednesday, May 1st, I will be giving away four $25 amounts of Bitcoin to free subscribers and one $100 amount of Bitcoin to one of the paid subscribers to anarchistinvestor.substack.com. So with that, I thank all of you for joining me. A reminder, help me out. Hit the sub, the like, share it, give me a comment. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what if you won $100 in Bitcoin or $25 in Bitcoin, what would you do with it? Just sit on it, reallocate it to something else, you know, add to it, you know, buy a pizza. Would you tell me, what would you do with $25 or $100 worth of Bitcoin in the comments? And let me know what's going on. And you know what? I might even have some free giveaways too for people that end up commenting as well. So more on that in the future. But with that, that's all I'm looking at today. So I will be back tomorrow at noon Eastern. Happy Monday to everyone. And I'm looking forward to talking at you tomorrow about some more economics and markets and investments and all kinds of good shit. So with that, have a good afternoon. Peace.